those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Our surprise party's dumb. I'm just saying. I got an invitation in the mail. I opened it up. And I was like, oh, it's an invitation. And so rarely now do you actually get an invitation in the mail anymore.
You're right.
That when you do get it, it's exciting. And Raven, producer John, I opened it and I went, no.
See that? They sent it by mail so they could be incognito.
You're such a bummer. Why are you upset about it?
Because the first thing it says at the top of it is, shh, it's a surprise. And I can't stand surprise parties. The stress that comes along with it, trying, you got to keep your mouth shut. You don't want to blow it. And I'm not always just worried about me blowing it. I'm worried about my husband blowing it. It's just too much. And 9 times out of 10, it's never going to go off without a hitch.
Yeah, but you just said 3 things that all mean the same thing. You're afraid of letting out the secret. You're afraid of blowing it. It's just one thing. Just don't tell the person.
By the way, I mean, you got an invitation. It's not your responsibility. Just keep your mouth shut and you'll be fine.
Luckily, it's a friend that lives far away and I don't talk to a whole lot. So it was like, all right, I can probably just avoid this person for the next 3 weeks.
Right. You'll be fine.
Now I have to avoid my friend because I can't give away the thing. Did you ever have a successful surprise party, Raven?
I mean, I've thrown a couple.
Yes.
As a guest, not so much, right? You just follow the basic instructions. You try not to be the person who's arriving at the exact same time as the person that is arriving or whatever. And there's always somebody that's overzealous with like, all right, everybody be quiet. Like they're crazy and they got the lights off. But I've had in my lifetime probably 2 or 3 surprise parties, and they were some of the best parties of my life.
It's like my nightmare. I've had 2 surprises for me. It was my bridal shower was a surprise. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I didn't know it was my bridal shower. You want to know why? Because it was a surprise. Right. And guess who had roots halfway down her face? My roots were so bad. And when I look at those pictures, I was like, if somebody just would have said, hey, Anna, tomorrow you're going to have 150 people at your bridal shower, maybe I would have done my hair. And then the same thing when I had my second baby, Dakota, like, you know, you have the, what is it called? The sprinkle.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it because I don't really believe in baby showers. But I had about 15
different
of my
story,
friends.
Different day.
15 of my friends. We showed up to a Mexican restaurant. Surprise, it's my baby shower. I'm the only one that can't drink. I'm just sitting there like, thanks, guys. This is awesome.
My buddy put on like a whole ruse before one of mine. So he calls me. He's just like, hey, my girlfriend's got this like work event thing. She's going to be talking to everybody. Do you mind just coming with me? We could just hang at the bar while they're doing it. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. That's cool. I get in the car and they start having an argument, a real argument, a relationship ending intense argument where like, and like my buddy is saying some things out loud where in my head I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can have your back on this one.
Right,
you're being
don't
like
say
a
that.
Huge jerk. What's going on? We finally get to this thing and I'm like, I grab him on the walk in. I'm like, dude, I can't sit through an entire like hour long thing with your girlfriends. You guys are going to break up in like 8 seconds. He's like, no, it's fine. Just get inside. Mad the whole time. Walk in. There's like 12 of my friends. And I look at him. I'm like, dude, you sold that way too hard. Walked into this restaurant.
Wait a minute, so they didn't break up?
No. The whole thing was a fake.
The whole thing was a fake to get me
to this restaurant where there was like 15 of my friends waiting for me.
Your friend and his lady are both sick individuals.
To be honest, that relationship didn't last much longer anyway. But it didn't end that evening.
The best lies are buried in a little bit of truth.
That's right.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. We asked, we're like, do you think surprise parties are dumb? A majority of people say no, they're not dumb, which I'm shocked, except for Anne Marie, who's just like me. Hate them. There's always an issue. Who's late? The honoree doesn't want to go. All those things are
all right, Anne Marie, you're not invited. So sorry. Is it one of your cousins?
All right, listen. Did you ever get an invitation in the mail? You open up the envelope and you look at it and the first 3 words are, shh, it's a surprise. Well, I guess technically it's 4 words, right? And you're like, no, now I got to keep this a surprise. It's going to bother me. Oh, I'm one of those people. I get stressed out about surprise parties.
I had a couple surprise parties before thrown for me, and they were absolutely wonderful.
I don't ever want a surprise party. Like, I just, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Yes or no? Are surprise parties dumb? Cindy?
I think they're very dumb. So many things can go wrong, and they rarely ever work.
So what are your main problems with it, right? So, like, it's like somebody, the person finds out, they're not in the mood, or what is it?
Well, first you have to lie to them so much to then get them to be where you need them to be. So there's usually a lot of deception that's happening, and then they're suspicious, and then things can go wrong, and then they get there, and who knows if they're even in the mood to have a party.
Right. And then they're dressed the wrong way, and this.
Why didn't you tell me my hair? All of it.
Tim, what's your thoughts on surprise parties? Cool or dumb?
No, I think they're great, because it's so hard to actually get it done with everybody, you know, with all the interaction of the emails and texting, and it's hard to keep it a secret. So when it comes off great, I mean, it can be a really good thing.
That's my impression too, man, is like you're just so moved by the fact that everybody, you know, kind of went out of their way to make it happen, right? Mm-hmm. You're shocked, you're surprised. You have no choice but to put your party hat on and get into the mood. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alfonso, are surprise parties dumb?
I don't think so. You know, you get to see some people you haven't seen in a long time and get surprised with people who actually love you. And, you know, I don't think it's outdated as long as you're not doing them every year.
That's the big thing that surprises me. Look, all these people love me. Or they needed something to do on a Friday. But still.
They were like, free booze? Yeah, sure. We'll go sing happy birthday to that guy.
I'm like, look at this. This is great.
Aaron, do you think surprise parties are dumb?
I just went to one, and I'm going to have to say yes. They are dumb. It was so hard for my friend to not find out about it. I mean, with social media, texting, and then just the fact that she pulls up to her house and recognizes all these cars because parking sucks around her house.
The parking
issue.
Why
is there that person's car? And that, she wasn't surprised at all. I think you just, I mean, it's a nice gesture, but it's so hard to pull off that I think it's pretty dumb at this point. Just be open about it. We're having a party for you.
At one point, I went to a party where they made us park, without exaggeration, a half a mile away, and I was in heels. And I knew it was a mistake. Because I was like, because you have to hide the cars. That's like the big thing is when you're having it at a house, you have to because you'll recognize the cars.
At the same time, when you're pulling up and you're still wondering what's happening, you're figuring it out. Now you're happy. I mean, you're walking that. It's not like it has to be a dark room where they turn on the light and they're like, surprise. I mean, you're surprised. You didn't know until the minute you pulled up. You're still surprised.
Yeah, but you need the big reveal. You can't make it that far and then let people park in your driveway. You've ruined the surprise. And now they're not going to jump out from behind the TV.
What if there's a banner that says, surprise, on the front of your house?
Yeah, but you're not outside. You better all be outside for when you pull up. You need that reaction, you know, that big scared reaction.